The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Joy Reed joins me here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Joy, they've got a Valentine's menu. I don't know. Are you going to be playing Valentine's Day?
Well,
I'm sorry. Hold on. There you go.
The girls are playing that night in our district.
Well, you got a chance to come down to the Cedar Bucket, get roast beef, Cornish hen, green beans, red potato, sweet potato casserole, red velvet cake, cheesecake. $25. Just come on down and enjoy.
I'd need to go play to burn the calories after eating all that.
Yeah, that's the truth. That is the truth. Joy Reed joins us. Big game coming up tonight. District 9A, of course, already starts and has already started. And we've already in girls' play last night. Lady Eagles went down. And if you can give me a second, I know I want you to talk a little bit about that game just quickly. We'll give Chris Lynch his dues. Took a young squad and been competitive in every game and had just ran into a buzzsaw last night of threes.
Well, Chris has done a great job, and we talked about it. It just seems like they were in every game. Those girls played as hard as they could, and sometimes the best reflection of a coach is whether the girls play hard every night. And those girls played hard every night. They came out with a great game plan last night. They jumped out on them 7-2, and then I think they woke Cascade up, and when they woke them up, they hit eight threes in a row, and they had eight threes in the first half, and it was one right after another. And after halftime, when they came back and Chris was able to get in there and calm those young girls down and get them focused and give them a new game plan, the girls came out and responded, and Chris played them pretty even for the second half. I think Cascade might have outscored them by 3 points in the second half.
They've really made great strides, haven't they?
They don't graduate anybody.
Yeah, yeah. For the next 3 years.
For the next 3 years, they're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And Nicole Duke, who is the sophomore on the team, she had a big game last night. She scored 18 points and was out there battling, and she never gave up, and none of the girls gave up. Even when they were down 17 in the second half, they were playing like they were right there in the game.
He really likes their attitude, too, doesn't he?
It's a great attitude.
Yeah,
The fact that they are young girls at 14 years old and staying emotionally connected like that, that's pretty special, and that's a pretty good reflection on Chris Lynch.
Well, let's talk about you. Switch it a little bit here. You've got a big game tonight in 9A, and I was asking you, the game played at the higher seed, Fayetteville, and they are tough at home.
Fayetteville's pretty tough at home. They beat us pretty solidly at their place last time we went there, and they've beat a lot of teams in our district at that place. It's a tough environment to go into. It's a tournament atmosphere. I think you can throw records out the window. We beat them at our place. They beat us at their place, and we're going to go in and kind of have a rubber match and see if we can make the adjustments necessary to win on the road.
You're facing still a few injuries. I know a couple weeks ago that was a better situation, but I think Posada's still a little hurt and still got some, I guess what you call, you could play through them, but still it kind of hurt you a little bit.
Well, I told him yesterday in practice that nagging injuries are nagging injuries. It's postseason play. You got to get over it. You can use it as an excuse, or you can get over it and you can do something about it. And John Posada, of all the people I coach, if he came in here right now, he wouldn't tell you he was hurt, that he's playing. And I appreciate that attitude. Do I realize that he's not 100%? Of course I do. And do I realize that none of them are 100%? But I don't think anybody that's went through a competitive season is going to be 100% come tournament time, the first round of the tournament. You don't have time to rest.
Yeah.
And you don't got time to worry about injuries. So it's time to play.
Now, Joy, if I'm right, this first game is played at the higher seed. Then you go to Motlow. Is that correct?
That is correct. Usually we do not satellite the first round. It's usually all played at one central location. But Moore County's year to host, and Moore County cannot seed enough fans to host the tournament. So they move right down the road to Motlow, and Motlow's gracious enough to give us their facilities for a few days, and we're glad to have it.
It is kind of a rotation basis. Last year, Middle Tennessee Christian School, a good facility. Motlow, that's going to be fine. I guess you do get in a situation with these smaller schools where they just don't have quite the room for to host one.
You get in single-A basketball, a lot of times you get in gyms that have character. And I always say it, going to Summertown, it's character.
Yeah.
That's character. Going to Fayetteville, it's character, and it's basketball at its purest. And I told my guys to embrace that. And you go into those environments, and some of the best basketball you've ever seen, and because it is in that environment, and the gym gets that much louder because it's that much smaller. I don't see that it's a bad thing, but when you get into a tournament play and you got so many schools coming in, you just can't put that many people in that gym. It's just not safe.
Joy, when you say embrace it, I think you're saying, if I'm right here, you're saying don't let it get to you. Make it part of it and make it part of the fun experience of trying to win this ball game.
Go watch Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Nothing's better. It's the greatest basketball movie of all time. I mean, when I told my guys against MTCS last week, when their student section, they got a good student section. MTCS has got it. Those kids are got it. They're good. And I said, guys, use it. Use that. Listen to that. That's college atmosphere. Those guys are loud. Let's see if we can sit them down one time. Just one time during the night. Let's see if we can get them to sit down. Now, granted, that was one of the greatest basketball games I've ever been a part of, and everybody in the gym was standing up that game, but it was the atmosphere in that gym was electric, and it was just one of those great things. And that's what I tell them, you know, that the atmosphere, let's tune everybody out, put everybody a blur, and just crowd noise is crowd noise.
Well, we go into this tournament really, to me, probably the closest top to bottom that I've ever seen in terms of, because you've got this Fayetteville team that's really could beat anybody. Eagleville could beat anybody. I mean, all through the whole entire list, you look at it, nobody's just really the clear-cut favorite, I would think.
Well, I told my players yesterday, and I told Coach Tollett yesterday, nobody's safe. There ain't one team, nobody on that. If you ask every coach on that list who they wanted to play first round, there ain't one coach told you who they're playing first round is who they wanted to play, because nobody yeah. wants to play anybody in the first round.
Yeah.
It's scary. You want to host, but unfortunately we're not hosting. But really, truthfully, in tournament basketball, hosting with this group of teams and these group of coaches, anything can happen.
And with 9A, it's so different. You know, you can go to a satellite game and go to and maybe the crowd's down a little bit. You know, it's so many other games in town. But like in Fayetteville, if you go to Community or wherever you're going, or Cascade, wherever you're going, it's the only game in town. So it's a little different in 9A, I think.
Well, when you get everybody in those gyms and everybody travels in single A, when you go to a little small town, and the only thing going on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock is basketball.
Yeah.
It's gonna be packed.
Yeah.
And it's one of the greatest atmospheres you can be around. Anybody that's looking for a basketball game in Murfreesboro tonight and they want to see something, I know you're not gonna drive to Fayetteville, but drive over to watch MTCS play Moore County and witness that atmosphere.
You've got Fayetteville tonight, and if you win that game, you've got the winner of Cascade and Community, two really other opponents that, you know, it doesn't get any easier if you get through the first round. But let's talk a little bit about Fayetteville, just a few minutes that we have left. What do they bring? I know they've got the home court deal, but what do they bring to the table that worries you as a coach?
If you look at that list of teams, they're the only team as fast as we are. And
they match up well with you then.
We match up. They have three solid guards. I have three solid guards. They have a solid four who is really solid. He's a really good player, and he really hurt us at their place. He went for 20 points, and he had double-figure rebounds. He's solid, and they got a post player that can rebound the basketball well and get it to the shooters and get it to that kid. And that's the problem that we're going to have is defending them, keeping them in front of us, and making them take the shots that we want them to take, not the shots that they want to take. And then, we got to beat them on the boards.
We talked a couple weeks ago, and you had three games left, and you had gotten on a little run, but you knew all those games were on the road. And you had Middle Tennessee Christian School, Forest, and Richland. Would you take one out of three? I know you'd rather have sweep it. I know that. Every coach would. But considering who you were playing and on the road, just getting that one big win against Middle Tennessee Christian had to be pretty huge for you guys.
The way we won it was what was huge. We were down 17 in the third quarter and down 12 to start the fourth, and the guys just fought and clawed their way and found a way, and they found a way to send it into overtime. I can't say that it was any coaching, because it had nothing to do with coaching. Those kids battled and Josh McCurry found himself wide open underneath the basket on an offensive rebound, and he put in a layup. And I made jokes that same week. I made a joke about Josh McCrary because Josh McCrary, when it's all said and done, might be 5'5". And I said, Josh, stop shooting layups. Just shoot threes. That's what you're best at. Don't shoot layups, because you shoot threes better than you do layups because you're 5'5".
Yeah.
Because usually they're going to put it up into the bleachers. And there that kid finds himself with an offensive rebound, all 5'5" of him, and a layup at the buzzer to send it into overtime. And then we get into overtime, and we're down 7. And I made a joke earlier in the week about Chris Hale and his free throws and three-point shooting, that I don't know why you shoot threes, because you don't ever make them. And he hits 2. And then I told John and Ben, in a close game situation, go get the basketball so they don't foul Chris. Chris hits 2 free throws. John Posada misses free throws. And then all of a sudden, Bo Tollett, who I always make fun of his defensive ability, and I tell him, you're out there to score, you're not out there to play defense, tips the inbounds. And once again, Josh McCrary standing underneath the goal, and he puts it in for the game winner. And I told him, I said, I'm just going to start making fun of y'all every day. Everything, I'm going to say the opposite so y'all can do the other. So it really wasn't good coaching. It was them proving me wrong that I am not that good.
Well, maybe that is part of good coaching, you know?
I don't know.
But that is an indication in a hostile environment, Middle Tennessee Christian School, you come away with a win in overtime, which it makes it even more hostile, I think, at times. And then got a chance to go and do it here at Fayetteville tonight. I'd love to talk to you longer, Joy, but time is running out. But good luck tonight, and that starts at 7 o'clock, correct?
That is correct.
All right, and get the Eagleville bus down there. Get everybody down
well,
there.
Well, I hope, since it's in Fayetteville, the assistant coaches may already have it started and got it warmed up for us.
There you go. Yeah, that's not an easy trip.
It's a good long drive. We'll have time to think about the game.
Yeah, there you go. Joy Reed, good luck to him tonight. And if they win this game tonight, they will play Monday night at 8:30 at Motlow. So good luck to the Eagleville Eagles.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Joy Reed, head coach of the Eagleville Eagles, and also helps keeps me updated with the girls, too. So we appreciate that as well.